2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
So the House has submitted Trump impeachment articles to the Senate, and the trial is to begin in 2 weeks. And many Republicans are more than happy to go along with this. The problem is many people don't understand what the Constitution actually says. Now, I want to break down for you how ridiculous this impeachment is. And it's not just ridiculous because Americans don't give a crap. And the guy's out of office. He's not a threat to you anymore, if you believe he was a threat to begin with. He has no power in government anymore. So why are the Democrats continuing to move down this psychotic path like a crazy ex who can't get over their ex? This is like the angry ex who gets a divorce but never moves on with their life for 10, 15, 20 years. And they obsess over their ex who did, in fact, move on and got remarried and had kids and start a new life. I'll tell you exactly why. They're terrified in 2024 that Donald Trump is going to run for re-election. The problem with this impeachment is Trump had to actually do not just one but two specific things to incite insurrection. And the fact is he did neither of them. On January the 6th, you had a group of Americans that assembled in Washington, D.C., some to protest the counting of Electoral College votes they believe were cast as a result of a fraudulent election. I do not believe that. I want to make that clear. Some were there just to support President Donald Trump. Some were there to encourage the counting of the Electoral College votes, some to protest Trump, and some simply to create chaos and destruction. And they all came together on January the 6th. Now, during this assembly, some people chose to engage in violence. That resulted in damage to the Capitol building and the loss of life. During this assembly, multiple groups of individuals, including Trump, gave speeches for which transcripts are available, which should be brought up at the trial. H.R. 24, the House's Articles of Impeachment, alleged that the actions of those who carried out the violence are attributable to Donald Trump due to the words uttered at that rally, and that he is thus subjected to legal and constitutional impeachment, they claim, pursuant to Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, for incitement of insurrection. In Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution reads, quote, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." Now, is former President Donald Trump guilty of inciting or the exact words, their words, incitement of insurrection by inciting violence against the United States? It's a question that we all have to ask. It's a question that Congress is supposed to be asking as well. The second question is this. Is the former president, Donald Trump, subject to impeachment according to the Constitution under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution for incitement of insurrection? Two different answers, two different questions, I should say, and the answers are incredibly important. Incitement has a very settled definition in law, and the standard is referred to as the Brandenburg test, as resulting from Brandenburg versus Ohio court case that happened in 1969. The Brandenburg test was established in that case to determine when inflammatory speech intending to advocate a legal action can be resisted. In that case, you had a KKK leader named Brandenburg. He gave a speech at a rally and after going over a laundry list of racial slurs, then said, quote, it's possible that there might have to be some revengeance taken. In its opinion, the Supreme Court held that the government can only infringe upon freedom of speech by criminalizing speech when a two-prong standard is met. The Supreme Court set this standard. Number one, the speech is directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action. Number two, the speech is likely to incite or produce such action. Further Supreme Court opinions also give specific direction on the application of the Brandenburg test. The Supreme Court in Hess v. Indiana in 1973 actually applied the Brandenburg test to a case in which an Indiana University professor said, well, take the effing street again or later. The Supreme Court held that the university's protesters' profanity was protected under the Brandenburg test as speech that amounted to nothing more than advocacy of a legal action at some indefinite future time. The court actually held that since there was no evidence or rational inference from the import of the language, that his words were intended to produce and likely to produce imminent disorder. Those words could not be punished by the state on the grounds that they had a tendency to lead to violence. Their words, the Supreme Court, a tendency to lead to violence. Let's move forward to the NAACP versus Claiborne Hardware Company in 1982. There was a man named Evers. He made threats of violence against anyone who refused to boycott the white businesses. The Supreme Court also applied the Brandenburg test and found that Evers' speech was, in fact, protected under the principles of freedom of speech. Quote, strong and effective rhetoric cannot be nicely channeled in purely direct phrases. An advocate must be free to stimulate his audience, the Supreme Court said, with spontaneous and emotional appeals for unity and action in a common cause. When such appeals do not incite lawless action, they must be regarded as protected speech. So let's bring all this history back to the question of Donald Trump. Did Donald Trump engage in speech that qualifies under the Brandenburg test as inciting? The only relevant evidence in this accusation should be, based on the court documents, based on the Supreme Court, is the transcript of his actual speech. That's how they've judged all other cases. In this transcript, we see no language that fits the Brandenburg test definition of incitement. What a reader of this transcript will actually find is, Donald Trump did not incite violence. And if he was inciting violence or calling for violence, the media would have played it over and over and over again. The media did not play it over and over and over and over again, because there is no tape of Donald Trump inciting violence. It doesn't exist. And there's a reason why the media has just moved to impeachment without evidence, because they don't care. Like, they truly just don't care. They want to impeach Donald Trump just because they are psycho. They are obsessed with Donald Trump. They're obsessed with Trump supporters. They are obsessed with silencing us. They are obsessed with getting rid of Donald Trump and justifying getting rid of him and anybody around him. This is justification for their actions on social media. If they can impeach him again, then they can say, see, we were justified in taking him off of YouTube, off of Facebook, off of Twitter. We were justified in shutting down Parler. We were justified in all of our actions. That's what this is about. It's justification for silencing of Trump, his supporters, and future conservatives. All right, I want to take a moment real quick, though, and just let you know about something else, and that is the canceling of conservatives from social media and our accounts being silenced, our accounts being shut down. If you want to keep in touch with us, there's two ways now you can do it, even if we're kicked offline on social media, which we fully expect is going to happen. First off, you can send a text message on your cell phone, like a normal text message, to the number 55433, okay? And text the word Ben to 55433. And you will be, that's our last resort for us to be able to get in touch with you. So, again, text the word Ben to 55433, and we can get in touch with you that way. Second thing, you can get our emails, and I have a feeling that you won't be able to find us on social media pretty soon, based on what we're seeing. So you can get our emails by signing up right now for AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, by going to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. All you got to do is go to benfreeonline.com right now, and you can join AMAC for free. You'll get the AMAC magazine for free, and you'll get our emails so that we can keep in touch with you that way. So make sure you join AMAC for free right now, and get our emails, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. Or just text as well as a last resort on your cell phone. Text to the number 55433, the word Ben. All right, I want to get back to this obsession that the Democrats have on overthrowing the will of the people and somehow thinking it's good for this country to impeach Donald Trump. And we got to get back to the legal questions that are being raised here. Forget emotion, forget hating Donald Trump as much as they do. We need to get back to the Constitution. The fact of the matter is, and the question is, did Donald Trump engage in speech that qualifies under the Brandenburg test as inciting? The only relevant evidence in this accusation is the transcript of what he said. So what did Donald Trump actually say? He said, quote, "We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated." Lawfully slated. Trump went on to say, "I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard." Quote, "I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard." Okay, let's look at those words and let's use the Brandenburg test as established by the Supreme Court. I think it's pretty fair to say that using that test that's been established by the Supreme Court, that it's overwhelming that the conclusion should be that Trump's speech did not rise to the criminal level of incitement. And consistent with the Supreme Court's opinions, the speaker over a group cannot be held accountable for the actions of that group unless the speaker, again, This is the Supreme Court's rules, the Brandenburg test, quote, directed to incite or producing imminent lawless action. And the speech is likely to incite or produce such action. Now, if Donald Trump would have stood up there and said, I want you to walk down to that Capitol. I want you to attack that building. I want you to burn down the building. I want you to find congressmen and senators and hold them hostage. Donald Trump should be impeached. That's not what he said. Not even close to what he said. And the reason why the media didn't play Trump's words that day is because they knew that they had to fake a narrative. They had to lie about a narrative. They couldn't. There was nothing in Donald Trump's speech they could play over and over again saying, see, look, here's Donald Trump again. And they would have done that. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of them would have played it. Hell, Fox would have played it. If Donald Trump was out there actually inciting violence, they would have just played his words over and over again. And the Democrats would have quoted those words over and over again. And the Democrats would have looked at America and said, this is why we must impeach him even though he's gone. Right? Like, this is what we got to do. That's what this is about. They didn't, and they haven't. And the reason why they didn't, and the reason why they haven't is for the reason that I just explained. The reason why they didn't, and the reason why they haven't is because they know it doesn't exist. They know it's not there. They know there's no case for it. Like, they totally understand that they're going off the reservation and they're cool with it. This is nothing but a witch hunt based on the Constitution. Trump's speech did not rise to the criminal level of incitement. I would even argue that day the president's speech was not a smart one. I don't think he should have ever been there. I do think that he was pushing people too hard to believe something that wasn't true, that the election was somehow stolen. We've seen now that Dominion voting machines are suing Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani for billions, and they'll probably win because the accusations against those voting machines are not accurate. Do I believe that there was corruption in the election? Yes. Do I believe they outsmarted us using COVID? Yes. Do I believe that they realized that they could change the way that we counted votes and mail-in voting, that they could win an election in swing states in these liberal cities? Yeah, and they did it. But none of that is criminal for the President of the United States of America and what he said that day. I don't believe the president should have been at that rally. I think it was you were giving false hope to people. And I think the president just wanted, for his own personal reasons, Donald Trump, for his own personal reasons, wanted to be able to walk around the rest of his life saying, you know, they stole that election from me. And a lot of people around go, yeah, oh, yeah, they did. You're still my president. It was grandstanding. It was a bad decision. But the president did not incite violence. And using the Brandenburg test, as established by the Supreme Court, there is no way that Congress could find Trump's speech did in fact rise to the criminal level of incitement, consistent with the Supreme Court opinions. Their rule is speakers over a group cannot be held accountable for the actions of that group unless the speaker directed to incite or producing imminent lawless action, and the speech is likely to incite or produce such actions. It is highly dubious to assert that directing a crowd to, quote, his words, peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard, incited violence and insurrection. There can be disagreement, as I just described, as to the appropriate nature of Trump's words in general that day, or even the rally taking place. There cannot be disagreement as to the statement made in his speech, since they are recorded, since there is a transcript. Since there's video evidence freely available, you can see the president's words. And that's why the Democrats have never played them. That's why the media never played them. If you've got a cell phone, I've got something you're going to love. Saving a ton of money on your bill every month and also supporting your First and Second Amendment rights at the same time. Did you know that AT&T and Verizon combined have given
hundreds of millions of dollars to Democratic candidates and Planned Parenthood. Well, if you're with Big Mobile, you need to switch to the conservative company Patriot Mobile. They have nationwide coverage starting at only $25 a month. They call that their freedom of speech package. Unlimited talk and text, just $25 a line. They have unlimited talk and text and data for just $55 a month. So make the switch to Patriot Mobile, and 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes that you choose to support. Call them, 972-PATRIOT. That's 1-972-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. Call them, use my name Ben, you'll get free activation as well. 1-972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben.
All right, let's get back to this constitutional discussion that is so important. Not about hating Donald Trump, not about hating an elected official, but actually looking at the Constitution, what the Constitution says when it comes to impeachment of any individual for insurrection, and what the Democrats have to prove to say that Donald Trump should be found guilty of insurrection. That's what they're charging him with in the House and the Senate trial that's coming up in 2 weeks. Well, using the Brandenburg test established by the Supreme Court, the words that Donald Trump used, peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard, is impossible to say that that incited violence and insurrection, because you can only hold the person accountable for their words. You cannot hold a person accountable for the actions of that group. That is what the Supreme Court opinion has said over and over and over again. And why does this matter? This is the only reasonable and moral way to maintain any essential standard of freedom of speech. And by the way, it's kind of a big deal. It's in the Bill of Rights. Any standard that deviates from this Brandenburg test in favor of criminalizing speech ought to be unacceptable to a nation built upon the essential principles of personal liberty. The Supreme Court held in Texas versus Johnson, I actually did my senior paper on this court case back in 1989. It was about flag burning. Johnson decided to burn the flag in Texas during the Republican convention. And the Supreme Court held in Texas versus Johnson in 1989 that, quote, a bedrock principle underlying the First Amendment is that the government may not prohibit the expression of an idea simply because society finds the idea itself offensive or disagreeable. It's why I've said for a long time, I will defend your right to burn the American flag. If I see you do it, I may try to kick your AWS. But I'll defend your right to do it. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court did in Texas v. Johnson in 1989. In RAV versus St. Paul in 1992, the Supreme Court held that even, quote, hate speech is protected under these terms of the First Amendment. And the Supreme Court held in Gregory versus Chicago in 1969, quote, to let a policeman's command become equivalent to a criminal statute comes dangerously near making our government one of men rather than of laws. There are ample ways to protect the domestic tranquility without subjecting First Amendment freedoms to such a clumsy and unwieldy weapon. In other words, to allow disagreement over words and meanings, to allow political dissension to become the standard of criminal activity, violates the Constitution and the standards established by the Supreme Court. And it also transmutes America from a land whose foundation is settled in due process and the rule of law to one ruled by the clumsy and underlying weapon of politicians. They warned us about this in 1969, the Supreme Court. They warned us that we don't want to go down this road, the Supreme Court did, because you give politicians underlying weapon to silence you, mob rule and arbitrary standards that are antithetical to everything that embodies our constitutional republic. In other words, you don't want to have what is okay to say change on a regular basis based on who is there. Right? You don't want to have the political moment, right? The times politically decide what is acceptable and what is not. Because if you do that, it becomes clumsy. And it's not what our democracy is about. It's not what freedom of speech is. That's what they're saying. That's how they're saying it. That's why they're warning you. That's why they're saying, don't be stupid here. Don't be dumb here. Don't do this. Okay? Like, this is not something you want to do. And the Supreme Court has made it abundantly clear that you don't allow politicians to decide what is free speech, what is acceptable, and what isn't, because they will always try to silence their political opponents when they get power. You have to allow disagreement over words and meanings. You have to allow political dissension in this country so that you know that we are free. You have to become, you cannot make this become the standard of criminal activity. Now back to Donald Trump. It is very clear, okay? Very clear that Trump's speech does not meet this two-pronged test as established by the Supreme Court. His speech has not risen to the level of criminal activity based on what the law actually says. And the standard of due process clearly leads to the conclusion that there was no crime committed. The House impeachment accusations is unlawful. There was no violation of a high crime or misdemeanor here. And because the criminal elements of incitement are not met, the left should even be arguing that Trump cannot, under the law and the Constitution, be convicted for incitement by the Senate at the trial. Nevertheless, here we are. Which is the reason why I spent so much time explaining to you the law today, because you need to understand the law. You need to understand how lawless the left has become. You need to understand that they are criminalizing political speech when they're in charge, which should scare all of us. Because if they are allowed to continue to go down this road, then what happens one day when they're in charge and I come out and say I support Donald Trump and they criminalize that speech? Or I support Ronald Reagan and they criminalize that speech, or George Bush? My point is, at some point, the candidate you choose could be your problem. Right? The candidate that you choose could be the problem. And they could say, you can't support that candidate because that's not, you're free, you're not protected in doing so. You're not protected in that way. We should not look at this as defending Donald Trump. I want to also make that very clear. We should not. We should look at this as defending free speech. We should look at this as making sure that we don't allow politicians to punish their political enemies over political speech. But then again, look at President Biden shattering the records for executive orders in his first week in office. Governing not like a president, governing like a dictator. He's governing like a dictator, not a president. So, of course, this is what they're going to do. I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not. You should be terrified about what they're about to do in the Senate in 2 weeks with a trial of someone that left office. And I'll leave it at that.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.